Oh, hey, it's my sexiest listener. Glad to hear you listening. So, good news and bad news. Good news, got a new mic, sounds great. Currently in the cave, hanging out, having a great time. The bad news, when I recorded this episode, I used the new mic with the old mic settings. And so you're gonna get, frankly, parts that sound like shit. Won't happen again. We'll get through it together, and you look fantastic. Now, on to the show.
Sometimes you might feel trapped between the right and the left. That's correct, you are.
Because you're living on a line. It's a linear expansion. Direction and the other one. It has infinite length but infinitesimal girth. Timeline Earth, only one dimension for you to meet your friends in meters on the timeline Earth. Infinite extension in both of the directions. Timeline Earth.
Bird sizing up his workload between now and Wednesday at noon.
Listen, you are allowed, if you're going to go over a certain number of epithets, just record the timestamp for me, and then you can do as many as you want. But I don't know, how many could you possibly need?
I mean,
you need a lot?
I am Liberty Lockdown, so like my whole shtick is obviously that I'm fighting back against our oppressors, so I like to use the N-word as often as possible.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, that's... That sentence actually should just be plaqued somewhere. I don't know where, but somewhere where people can watch it.
Somewhere.
Look,
somewhere.
I love black people, and I also love the N-word, and I feel like I need to express myself fully in both ways. So, like, Kobe Bryant's my icon, and I also want to say beep, you know, like as often as possible.
I get it.
Wake up.
I think.
Turn your alarm off. Who can say the N-word.
Aaron, you're going to beat me at that for sure.
Why? Is there a point where you slow down? Like, you end up going, Like, do you eventually feel uncomfortable? Or is it...
Yeah,
You know what I mean? Like, how could you lose?
Aaron has zero shame. I have, like, some shame. Very, very...
Some shame?
I have very low-level shame, but Aaron has none.
Mm-hmm. You're the synthesis. Yeah.
Dude, can I tell you guys an N-word story that, like, had me physically thrown?
Yes.
Yeah, I
was playing volleyball. This was, Quint, you like this. Playing volleyball, like, this was probably a month ago. And I was playing beach volleyball. And this dude was there who looked like a Roman centurion. Like, you looked at him, and you were like, that guy is Italy. He is the country of Italy. Like, he had, like, the curly, like, top hair, pretty clean cut on the sides, like the centurion build, blue eyes. Like, he just looked like a Roman. It was wild.
This is getting really, like, erotic. Where is this going?
Yeah.
Am I supposed to be erect already?
Yeah, well, you're on the podcast, right?
How are his abs? Were they glistening?
They were great. We were all sweating. We were all high-fiving, you know, as we do. Right. But
I'm at a yellow light right now, but keep going.
Yeah. So I'm there.
We're talking about women. Hmm? All right, go ahead. Sorry, Carl.
Nah,
go
fuck
ahead.
That. Yeah.
Well, the story's
pretty
not
homophobic,
get any
bro.
Yeah. So we're playing, and the game that we're playing is Clint. You might know this, like King of the Beach. So you're just kind of waiting to get. You're waiting right next to the court to get on, and you're paired with a random partner.
Yep.
And I'm there ready to step on and serve the ball. If you serve the ball into the net, you step off. The other guy stays. Mm-hmm. I'm there, and this dude, who is, like, all that is Italy, comes over. And, you know, in volleyball, there's, like, it is a very diverse crowd. He comes over, and he starts using the N-word, like casually as if he's black to try to, you know, he's like, and it goes completely fine. Everybody is totally fine with it. Everybody like, and I am so physically,
yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah. I'm so physically thrown, and he's so confident. I don't know if they, people knew him, or I have no idea what the deal was. I just serve it into the net.
Oh,
and walk
he's
off
white
I'm
N-word
like,
guy. Dude, hey, yeah, well, white N-word guy.
But I'm wondering if this is the Italy exemption in real life.
Wow, you know what's amazing? This ties me into a story that I brought to you, Carr, like specifically mm-hmm. to you. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna double it in the Zencaster chat for you.
Okay.
To pivot from your story to this.
Yeah.
CNN's Chris Cuomo faces backlash for saying he's black on the inside. So, do you want to hear the clip?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do? Sure. All right, just mute yourselves briefly for a second.
Just looking out of the window, watching the asphalt grow, thinking how it all looks handy.
How do you know the words to Good Times?
You know I'm black on the inside.
Oh, boy. Wow. Wowie, wow, canceled. Wow.
Yeah, it's in, really bad.
In Tower Gang, we refer to those types as marinara monkeys.
So there's this growing movement, I think, that the spicy whites are trying to, like, canoodle their way in. And that's happening. And Chris Cuomo, perhaps who could be described as the whitest guy on earth, is black on the inside.
Leading the charge.
That's how that goes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How far from the N-word is saying that you are black on the inside anyway? Seems like it's not close, but it's
that's
not
like,
that far. A few blocks
to me, that's
away.
Like on another hemisphere.
Really?
Really? I don't think it's like only a few blocks away.
For questions regarding the N-word, we turn to Aaron, the ultimate N-word expert. Please, Aaron.
That's true. That's true.
Listen, when you're saying the N-word, you got to consider two things.
Uh-huh.
Volume and volume.
Yeah.
Can you fight and can you run?
Yeah.
Also, quick, I'm going to stop for a second to say it's a little weird that Don Lemon assumes Chris Cuomo can't know the Good Times theme song.
Right, a TV show. A TV show
by
that aired
way,
on a...
Yeah. A very, very, a very popular,
popular
TV show.
Popular TV show. Wow, you know all the words.
It's really wild. It's like if a black guy was like doing dooba 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 dooba, and you're looking at him like, oh, you know the Frasier song. That's what that feels like.
In it's fairness, that would be more surprising.
Perhaps,
really?
I don't know. Frasier is pretty much the whitest show of all time.
Frasier was too white for me, and I'm
I think you gotta check it out.
It is really, you can't get into Frasier people core. I'm really shocked to hear that.
Maybe I didn't give it an adequate chance, and maybe because a lot of it is pretty. Yeah, maybe one day. Maybe I should go back and try and get into it. It's just
Phrase
it's a little
it
bit too much for me.
Scramble those eggs.
Well, too white. I'm black on the inside.
Phrase it up is not a saying I've ever heard before.
I like the idea of dismissing wanting to do something
because
you're black.
Because you're black on the inside.
Yeah. I don't know if I really want to watch Frasier. I'm black on the inside.
Honey, I'm not gonna take out the trash today. You're not black.
I'm feeling a little black on the inside.
Feeling real black today on the inside.
I didn't pay my credit cards. Feeling a little bit black.
Actually,
today. Black
you know what? Since we're on the topic, let's go for clip number two.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay.
Take me back to a few years ago when you start to see these headlines coming out and smearing your good name. How did you feel at the time when you were seeing these headlines?
State of shock. Unbelievable. I couldn't understand it. I mean, again, you have a public board that paints its chairman, complicit, passive, or active. They paint the founder as a racist. They know he's not a racist. It's just unbelievable. And I used to lay in bed just going, how did they do this? And we've had three goals for the last 20 months to get rid of this N-word in my vocabulary and dictionary and everything else because it's just not true. Figure out how they did this and get on with my life.
Wait, what?
It's, you know, it's so relatable. I'm still to this day trying to figure out how to take the N-word out of my vocabulary.
Man,
it's a tough process.
I tell you what, that clip, get rid of this N-word, is real gold that we need to be dropping everywhere.
Yeah, it's crazy that... All right, so obviously that's Papa John, if anybody couldn't pick up on that one by now. Yeah, that's Papa John talking about how over the last 20 months, he's been trying to get this N-word out of his vocabulary. He doesn't say the N-word, he says this N-word. It's like... And by the way, do you know what news station this was for?
What?
This was for One America News.
No way. No way. Yeah. Can you imagine?
He knows his audience.
Can you imagine the idea of having to work a word out of your vocabulary for 20 months? Like, it's that, what?
It's just what I call everybody. It was a shock to me to find out.
He lost his job, basically, and spent the past couple years trying to run from this. And his first conversation back on the news, he implies very succinctly that he still is struggling with it. It's
still
amazing.
Struggling. Still in the depths, still in the throes of this addiction. Still going through withrowals. Just, yeah,
why can't he stop?
He's got to let one slip out every now and then just to calm the shakes.
God.
I got to say it once a week or else I get the DTs.
Bleep.
Holy shit.
PJ has got to be one of the least fortunate white guys in America, right?
Yeah, man. The ones, dude, there's some great meme templates with him, too, where he's, like sweating and stuff.
You
totally
would be
wild.
Too.
What a wild.
I feel like if you apply enough fake tanner, you should get to use it at least once a week. I think that's fair.
Fair.
I like the idea of if we tried to do what Papa John's did to him on this show, it would be like, all right, let's, everybody, we heard Aaron say the N-word in a boardroom. Everybody's listening going,
yeah.
Yes.
When's the next episode?
Yeah. We can't. Yeah, right. Oh, man.
So, Karin Bird, you guys are pretending that you didn't use the N-word when you were younger? Is that what we're doing?
When I was younger, it's like last week.
Because
I just don't like to use it on the air.
Because as a kid who grew up in, you know, white suburban 1990s, hip hop culture, everyone used it, and we used it with our friends, black, Hispanic, everyone called it, you know, called each other it, and it was, I think it was a better time. I'm just gonna say it.
90s were a great time.
That was the Hulk Hogan reason. Do you remember when Hulk Hogan was getting canceled by Gawker for two different things? That he was like being cuckolded by his he was cuckolding some other guy, and also because he used the N-word, and that's what he said. He was like, look, when we were younger, it didn't matter what skin color you had, we all called it to one another.
Can you imagine,
you know? Yeah. I don't know,
can you imagine Hulk Hogan going through his life and not knowing that he's on a one-way trip to Cancel Town? guy's life is insane.
I'm not pro cuck culture, but if you're going to be cucked, getting it from the Hulkster is pretty cool.
Hulkster.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that the other day.
Were you?
Yeah, that exact thought. What is that guy's name? Bubba the Snail? Bubba the Sponge? What was his name? Aaron, you know, right?
What are you talking about?
The guy who Hulk Hogan was having sex with his wife. It was Bubba the Love Sponge, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Bubba the Love Sponge.
Bubba the Love Sponge was the guy who was getting cucked by Hulk Hogan is a great sentence, obviously. And then also, I was thinking the other day, if you were in Bubba the Love Sponge's position...
I would have some
since
demands.
Since your wife has to have sex with somebody, it's Hulk Hogan is better probably than at least other available wrestlers of the time, right?
Yeah, I would have some conditions to that. Like, you have to play I Am a Real American during it, and you have to rip off your tank top after. American.
Yeah, and you're like, you're like wiping your sweat off.
He has to be in a state of Hulkamania.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he, yep. With your wife? Oh, he
contractually is. Obligated to be in a state of Hulkamania.
Yeah.
No, I can't get it up, brother. I'm nervous.
Just get into Hulkamania, dude.
Hulk
you have
up.
To anyway.
Hulk it up. She's waiting. All right, she's brother. I'll
we're
try.
All waiting. We're all
call
waiting.
Me crazy, but being called the love sponge and getting cucked is a little too on the nose.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, welcome to the world of professional wrestling, my friend.
Oh, wait, he was a wrestler? I didn't even realize that.
Nah, I don't know.
He was. How do you bring it up? How do you think you bring that conversation up to the Hulkster? So, Hulk, you're one of the most desirable men in America. Yeah
brother.
With his dope comb over.
I want you to fuck my wife. That's it. That's all you can say, right?
Like, let me guess. You want me to fuck your wife?
he put it out there. Bubba the Love
but,
Sponge.
But it's actually not Bubba the Love Sponge. This is a different conversation. They're like, wait, what? No, I was.
Oh, sorry. See
if you want to go to happy hour.
Sorry. Oh, is this the N-word conversation?
He's got a couple pre-recorded.
Apologies, yeah.
Hulk is like, either you want to fuck my either you want me to fuck your wife or you want me to stop using the N-word. Those are the only two conversations I have with fans. So.
Those are the ones that he keeps in the cache, just ready for deployment.
One of them is not going to happen. The other one absolutely will.
Not going to stop saying the N-word, brother.
Every man. Oh, man, that'd be really good, dude. It'd be really good. Yeah, oof. So that all happened. Another
there
famous...
That is. Another thing.
Yeah, there that is. Jesus. Clint, how are you doing? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Crack House. Take a hit, by the way.
Oh, we're recording?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, yes.
We're always recording in here. Video, audio.
I am Clint from Liberty Lockdown Podcast. You guys may know me. I don't know. If you don't, whatever. I'll continue to use the N-word until you subscribe.
Okay. That's fair.
Yep.
Firm but fair.
1.3 million new downloads.
Please stop. The Hulkamania approach. I love that. Clint coming in a state of Hulkamania already. That's like, the crack is going to do nothing but make
it
this
really
work.
Is.
This is my first time doing crack, so I really appreciate you guys having me on. I wanted to see what it was all about, and I'm not disappointed.
Pizza bagels. You want any pizza bagels?
Get some pizza bagels.
Sure,
get
bud.
Get him some pizza bagels.
All right, I'll get you some pizza bagels.
Pizza's
on. What else we got today? So I tacked up a bunch of things. We got through all of the content related to the N-word right out of the gate. That was great.
You did type up a lot of things. You did type a lot of things.
And I
I'm just gonna come out and say this. I thought about doing show notes around noon today. I was eating
did
my lunch.
You? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to do show notes. And then we're going to flounder. And then I'm going to blame it on the fact that we didn't do show notes. Then I come in here and you sent out a document and it appears that you just did show notes. So you really, that was a pretty big move.
Over the week, because I'm not online, I have to record the things that I see when I go on to my one specific thing I have to go online for.
What's that?
And so I record my stuff. Well, I can't say because it's still a working project.
Okay.
But I, you know, I go on and I see something and I go, all right, I'll write that down. So that's my show notes. I do it through the week. I see something weird. I go for it.
That's exactly
what I do,
how I create
I'm a
content.
Born
too.
Winner. Yeah. Yes. Cause we're born winners. We're born winners.
It's true.
That's what it is. I'm a born winner.
Okay.
And I'm Whoa. Not, so I don't do show notes and I hate them.
Okay, yeah, we know.
You don't do show notes. Not only do you not do show notes, like sometimes your mic doesn't work.
Yeah. Yep.
That's really incredible. Now, yeah, and you also are very you put up roadblocks to actually discussing show notes in the podcast itself, regardless of who makes
them.
So,
that's true.
Like I'm like a one issue kind of guy.
A one issue voter. It's the N word. Yep.
I don't give a fuck about show notes. What are we doing about
now?
Racial slurs?
Okay, so what's the
can we
what's
use the N-word? And where's my fucking money, Joe?
Speaking of which,
yeah,
Aaron,
I know what I want
like,
to talk about.
You, Aaron, you have one. You've had one job over the past 3 weeks. One job, and it was to track the stimulus. That's it. One job.
We're getting it,
and I don't think you even did that, but we are getting it.
Oh, he's been tracking it daily. He's been screaming at Joe Biden on Twitter every single day. I've seen.
Yeah,
really
I
money.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you. So, you know how you consider yourself pretty capable of beating up a wide variety of wild animals.
Birds specifically, I think it was.
I am capable. Yes, I'm just gonna say yes to that. I'm not even gonna all explain. Right.
How capable would you be at beating up a sitting president?
Oh my god!
It depends. Am I in the room with him alone?
You're, let's say, you walk into the Oval Office. He's sitting down. You walk up to his desk. You say, "Where the fuck is my money?" He gets up, and then it's on. How do you think you would fare?
No, he gets up, so he's trying to.
Yeah,
fight.
Yeah, he's squaring up.
He's into this. Okay. Oh, we're squaring up.
I mean, it's
how
fucking.
Would I take him
it's
down?
Joe Biden. Of course he is.
How would I take him down? Double leg. Probably. Nice.
Oh, like a leg drop?
Easily. No, my God. No, you talking about wrestling moves? No, I'm talking about trying to physically incapacitate this old man.
Oh, well, I mean, a double leg drop would do the trick, I think.
No, I I'm taking him down. I'm going for both legs. I'm going to take him down.
Oh.
And then, you know, I have both access to his long spindly legs, you know, his hairy legs. And I imagine that the hair provides extra traction. So I would probably like get him into a leg lock of some kind.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. You're way too short to put him in a sharpshooter. I'm going to throw that out there. You're not putting him in a sharpshooter.
Boston
crab. Boston crab. Yeah, maybe
Boston crab.
If I were to say what I'd do to him, I would probably get a Secret Service knock. So I'm going to bow out of this
if
combo.
If it was a president of a foreign country that the CIA has taken particular interest in overthrowing.
Oh, perfect.
And he happens to look a lot like a similar president.
Yeah. A Bo Jiden,
Bo Jiden. That's just his last name. How would you take him down?
Bo Jiden.
A single overhand right incapacitates him for the rest of his life.
That's cocky.
A fact. Yeah. That's a fact.
If you whiff on that punch and you don't get a second chance.
Are you guys honestly concerned that Bo Jiden can really scrap at 80 with dementia?
You know, look at it this way. He's got old man strength and he has retard strength.
Yeah.
That's true, man. These are facts.
Of those things up. No, he made both of those things up.
No, those are real things.
Those are real.
Retard strength, totally legit.
You don't know
that's
because
real.
Look at your hands and count the calluses on your hands. All right.
I don't have that many calluses on my hands to make many people surprised. The old man strength is not real.
That's absolutely
sure. And retard strength is real, but he's not retarded.
I disagree with you on both.
On all accounts.
I'm just going to have to agree to disagree.
It's unbelievable. From here. It's unbelievable how wrong you are about all of this, Bird. I mean, he's clearly retarded.
Yeah, Bird, I don't know.
Dementia.
All of his videos all of his videos online
that's being
nowadays.
Retarded.
That's are just of. him walking in slow-mo, people think, but it's actually how slowly he walks now. He's genuinely retarded. Come on.
Yeah, which makes him more of a threat in a fight.
If you mean like in the classical sense, like he's being slowed by this. Yeah, I'm in agreement. I think he's unfortunately mentally still too capable. Probably still too capable. I don't know. I'm a cynic though. I don't know. What do I know?
I love that the optimists are the ones that think that the President of the United States is retarded.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to Timeliner.
Yeah, great. Now we're here. Yeah, welcome to the show. And all that crap. What else happened? Oh, I got a real bone to pick with Disney Studios, I believe it is.
Okay.
Lola Bunny's not hot anymore. Did you see this?
I saw some stuff. That's the sort of stuff that I just scroll by and don't think about.
Yeah, you're not really a culture vulture like me.
I'm not.
She was in Space Jam, right?
Yeah, they made her like dumpy. They made her dumpy. She's dumpy now.
Bird, are you a fan of hentai?
Am I a fan of it? No, I wouldn't say so. No, I wouldn't say I'm a fan of it.
I mean, like, to me, it's like Lola... Lola obviously is near the top of the list. And then you got the chick from Who Framed Roger Rabbit, whatever her name was, Jessica.
That's
Good God.
Person, though, isn't it? Of some sort, right?
Well, it's a cartoon.
But isn't she a person that pours parts of that movie or something?
Is she?
No, I don't think so.
Are we rewriting Christina history? Hendricks play her in a real life version of her? I don't know. I don't,
Who
whatever.
Framed Roger Rabbit? Right?
Yeah, find that out. Go and frame that
Bottom
out.
Bottom line is, you could probably beat it to that.
That's kind of where I was going with this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So Lola's not hot anymore.
I mean, it's an animated person.
That's an animated person, but I feel like an animated person is better than an animal
rabbit.
Animated. Yeah. There's. For all the
furry regular hentai is fine. Hentai bestiality,
not fine.
We are really treading on a. There's a sect of our listeners who are ears are perking up and going. They've never talked about this subject before.
Shaking with rage.
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. I'm happy that particular subsector is all right. There's an internet etiquette to this thing. There's animals, then there's anthropomorphized animals, then there's cartoon women, and then there's real women. And between one and two of the four are definitely not okay.
Real women.
I'm going to just have to guess at which ones are wrong because I really don't know.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm
saying. Both of them are real women.
Anyway.
Everything else is gross.
God, Car, you should do an unironic furry thing. For like, well, I guess it would be ironic just on the basis of what I just said, but you should do like for a month, you should do like a furry thing, like get a fursona.
We'll take all of our Patreon money and commission some weeb to make Car an AVI.
We don't listen.
And also, like, night classes
money
to get me
well
up to
spent.
Speed on the culture. All of a sudden, I'm just in it. All of a sudden, bam, May rolls around, and I'm just in it.
The thing is, if you go to Art Breeder, the website Art Breeder, you can actually just have a random furry person generated for you. Like, you don't even need to pay any money at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you could easily get your own furry character.
What do you you upload a picture of yourself, or what?
No. It's Art Breeder just randomly generates AI photographs that aren't of real people, but it also can do anime girls and furries. It can
Can I tell you the night school reminded me? Do you remember like 2 years ago when I thought about applying to get my PhD in astrology from that like online mystic course thing? You remember we were going to do that for the show? Do you remember that? Bird?
No.
Really? Oh,
why
dude.
Do we not remember that?
I don't know. It was a long time ago. It might have been longer than that.
Let's get that done. Let's get that done. We should get some tarot readings. Tarot readings on here.
No, I just want to go on record that I would pay $1 million for the NFT to Car's first fur persona. Fursona. I don't think anyone knows what an NFT is, but whatever.
I'm going to get a fursona generator right now. I'll get it done right now, and we'll figure it out for you. Like,
What inputs does it use? I mean, like, what...
It's a neural network, so it just uses all previous inputs. So it randomly generates any fursona person that has come up before. What kind of an animal do you feel like, Carr? What
kind of animal do I feel like?
Yeah, like, you know, like...
Not to fuck, to actually be...
On the daily basis.
A Labrador Retriever, how about that?
Oh, yeah. You could work with that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
There's so many Labrador Retriever furries for sure.
Oh, really? Is that not a unique one? Maybe I'll get something more exotic.
For a Labrador
an emperor
retriever
penguin.
For
an emperor penguin. Is...
Yep.
Yeah, I like those guys. Those guys are cool.
I feel
somebody
like you
do me. Oh my God, it exists. Jesus Christ.
Hell yeah.
I feel like you should have a carsona.
A carsona? So
not a bad
1988 Chevy Nova.
There you go.
Really? Not a green Mitsubishi Mirage? That's usually the go-to.
My first.
Now I'm getting hulked up.
Yeah.
Okay. Entering a state of Hulkamania over a late 80s Corolla knockoff.
you don't know what gets me off, bro.
Yeah. I'm not here to joke.
Anybody who's an artist, anybody who can like throw together. like a picture of a sexy penguin for Carr, email that photograph to me. I'll shout you out on the show. Email it to bird@timeonearth.org, please, and just send that over, and we'll hook him up. And if we get that, Carr, would you put that fursona up for a little, like a little
phase, yeah, for a little while. Perhaps? You know what would be really funny is if
and
I
you
just
talk
had,
about
like,
how much you like furries and things like that. Would you try
that? We'll see where I lean. I'm going to lean some way, but we'll see where it is.
The thing is, when you lean into stuff, you lean in really hard. So please choose to lean in.
For sure. But, I mean, what's the sort of thing? I don't know anything about this culture. What would
man,
I need
I like
to be saying? Like, oh, man, I love
furries.
Animals. Yeah.
Yeah,
I fucking love
Yeah, you do. That's all you do. Dude, the only thing that could possibly be funnier than you being a furry is you attempting to be a furry. Like, you don't actually know what they do. You just kind
maybe,
of, like,
yeah, maybe feel my way through. Maybe
you
I'll make a separate
careful,
Twitter
though.
Account.
You
yeah,
have to be
maybe
very
you
careful.
Should make a separate Twitter account.
Furry, like, furry car.
Yeah.
Because it might start off as a joke, like me being a communist, and now I'm a full-on communist. So,
burning our
if that happens
down.
To you...
Unionizing our labor, yeah.
Yeah. If that happens to you and you actually become a furry, it might cause maybe. some fucking friction.
Friction.
You know, when you first became a commie, I was really put off by it, and then it's kind of growing on me. If I'm being totally honest, like I'm digging the communist vibe from Aaron. Anybody else? No.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's completely normalized.
I don't dig anything Aaron does.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Let's go into that.
I don't like Aaron. Yeah, Aaron and I, we don't like one another. Yeah, we actually hate one another. It's
that's interesting.
That's why we sleep in our bed. We sleep Aaron, me, and then Bird. I separate.
Yeah, he's sandwiched.
Got to keep us separated.
Carr, check out those last two links I just sent in the Zencaster chat, and that's a photo of what you'll have to wear when you have furry sex. You like that?
That's great. Yeah, that kind of reminds me of what I would like to do as a furry, and just somebody Photoshop my actual face, like what's that guy's name, Charlie Kirk, where it's like small face, and then paste it on an emperor penguin, but it's like really shitty.
Man,
that'd be great.
Somebody, all right. So you know what you got to do, man. Artists, please contact Carr at timelineearth.org and you tell him to send a picture of his face to you.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna do that.
He might do it.
Maybe.
What are they gonna do with your face? What are they going to possibly do with your face?
Put it on a penguin.
Isn't that what you want? Isn't that what we all want?
Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't.
Maybe you want that today. Maybe you don't want it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to get some Photoshop skills then.
Yeah.
And you can have the power. Good. You can have the power.
You know how you get a mental image of someone if you just listen to their voice for a while?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with you guys, I didn't have any like strong opinions one way or the other, but I was certain that Aaron was like really grotesque and like morbidly obese. And then he comes on my show and he's all handsome and shit. How'd that happen?
Yeah.
And
yep. Not only is he handsome, but he's also older than Carr.
I am. Yeah. Older and wiser by default.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you
I
were
believe that
than me
you saw that. You, I believe you saw that I had written that down on the old sheet there.
In the show notes.
Yeah.
Wisdom and seniority. I actually quoted Aaron. That's a quote from Aaron. That I was sent from Twitter, wisdom and seniority.
Yeah, something else. Right?
Wisdom and seniority.
It's crazy,
I'm older
right?
than anybody, so I.
Who would have thought I'd be better than Carr?
You definitely did.
Yeah, 2/3 of the log. I see under
sandwiched
that.
Sandwiched in more way than one, Carr.
Yeah, I see under that. There's a line that just says "fan of fart 69."
Yeah, can we get into that?
Show notes.
I want to pick your brain on this.
Okay.
What exactly is a fan of farts, and what is the significance of the number 69?
Okay, so.
Do you know what kind of angle you'd have to have on the 69 to really get the farts from both ends? That's gross.
Yeah, you'd have to be double jointed, definitely.
It was like 3 a.m, and I wrote down fan of farts 69 because the earlier, like I was just, I don't know what you want to say. I was coming off of a game of Minecraft that I had organized with
coming
a couple
down.
Of friends. Coming down from. and I wrote this down because I figured I might as well tell the people of the show about Fan of Fart 69.
That should be...
Yeah.
You know how just to get back to brigading that we were talking that we've been talking about in previous episodes, this should be the fictional person that brigades everything. Like, and that's how you know it's like some listener of Timeline Earth, is that like when some poll gets brigaded or some like some, you know, some just absolutely asinine response to a blue check, it should always be like I guess off of Twitter where you have to like fill in your ID, like it should always be Fan of Fart 69.
I think this would okay, so playing a game Minecraft with the fellas, and we built a nice log cabin thing in the woods on a mountaintop. It was in a public server because we didn't want to buy a private server in Minecraft. You can do a public server where there are many people playing at one time. Well, at one point, we went away from the log cabin and we came back and we saw a giant hole in the side of the log cabin. And we realized someone had griefed us. Griefing is when in Minecraft you use TNT or something like that to blow up someone's hard-made structure. You know, take all that time, building a building, someone can just blow it up. So we got griefed. We're looking around for the griefer. We're looking around for a little while, and we don't find him. So we decide, fuck this, we're moving to a new place. So we move to a new place, and we start building a new, like, base away from the log cabin. And we're building it, and we're doing our thing, having a good time. And we all eventually, like, wander off and go and do our own thing. And we come back, and we see this fucking guy planting TNT on our base.
Unreal.
And I run up to the guy, and his tag says, Fan of Farts 69. And right as I'm punching the TNT block to get it to go away, he flicks the TNT block and it goes off and it blows up the entire fucking structure and then the guy logs out.
This is the best analogy for Aaron on Timeline Earth I've ever heard.
Oh man, yeah, you're right. That is true.
We got grieved twice by Fan of Farts 69.
He sounds like my kind of guy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wherever
How do we
are,
know it wasn't Aaron?
Fuck.
How do we know
it had to have been him?
Wherever that guy is, that guy eats dick. 69 wise, I guess. In the 69, I guess.
You didn't find any humor in it at all? It's kind of funny, no?
This is like 2 hours we spent building the first and second one combined. It's not funny, no. It wasn't funny. Well, it was really funny because his name was Fan of Farts 69, but if his name was like Daniel, it wouldn't have been nearly as funny, but it wasn't Daniel. It was Fan of Farts 69. So yeah, that's Fan of Farts 69.
I'm so used to Minecraft being used as, you know, a code word for the bug that I really didn't know that you were talking about Minecraft until like halfway through the story.
Wow, that's an interesting cultural like realization.
I was like, he's actually talking about Minecraft. Wow, okay.
In the middle of the boogaloo, this guy's running around yelling, "Fan of Farts! Fan of Farts!"
Yeah, we should actually start referring to Minecraft like actual Minecraft as the boogaloo, just to completely fuck people up.
So I was building this cabin, and boogaloo.
Boys are just nerds.
Play a little boogaloo. We can do that. Yeah. So that's Fan of Farts 69. That's what that is.
Knock that off. I'll
man,
just
we're getting we're already near the end of the notes that I had brought in for us today.
Yeah,
by the way,
I didn't bring any.
Yeah, Clint, this is how we run the ship. We usually like do some crack, then we talk about stuff that happens in the week, and that's it. And that's what we do. And then sometimes we retire from that, and we screw up for a little while.
Well,
I mean,
I can bring topics if you guys need me to.
Oh yeah, what
you got any right now?
It's kind of a promo slash kind of fun to ask you guys. Sure. I don't know if you guys are fans of Dave Smith, but he'll be on Liberty Lockdown on, I guess, tomorrow since it comes out on Wednesday. I would like to know, what would you like me to ask him?
Oh man, Dave Smith, that's a good question. That's a good question. See, if I had Dave Smith on the show, I probably would still be talking about Fan of Farts 69.
Yeah, right.
You know,
that's what makes this show
like,
so good, though.
Dave could be Fan of Fart 69 for all I know.
God,
actually,
that would be incredible. Right. Ask him that.
If I got clowned.
Ask him
by
that. Him. Ask him. Let's get to the bottom of the Minecraft. Let's get to the bottom of the Minecraft mystery.
You confidently grip the base of your microphone as you pull it closer towards you and lean back in your chair. And you go, hey, Dave, are you a fan of Farts 69?
This is like my big break, and I'm fucking wasting it with a troll.
Don't do that. Ask him if Robbie the Fire is a fan of Farts 69.
Dude, my homie Caller a Fan had a great idea. He said I should pretend like he's the Robin to Robbie the Fire's Batman, and just ask Dave questions about Robbie the entire show.
Dude,
it'd be so funny.
Man.
That's a great idea, but I don't know if I have the fucking cojones to pull that one off.
Yeah, I don't want you.
That's funny. I don't know, man. That's really funny. If you did a short little interview, like 30 to 45 minutes, where it was all like, so that Robbie guy, like it's all Robbie. Every single question.
His personal
all
life.
Robbie. Wait, that's great.
How many times do you get to hang out with Robbie every week?
Ask him just how many N-bombs he's going to drop at his LNC accepted speech.
That'll decide on Aaron's support, yay or nay.
Yep. Yeah.
That's pretty great.
Tell him there's one very, like very influential person that his answer hinges on it.
You can lose a million votes, but you can gain one for sure right now, Dave. What's your answer?
I'm a loyal vote. I might only count for one, but I'm a good one.
I don't know. That's a good question, though. What do we?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I would ask Dave. We don't do interviews, you know.
There's a reason we don't.
Yeah, I wouldn't ask him questions. I would tell him to do shit. Like,
that's
I'm not
the
asking.
Problem is...
I'm telling you, you need to fucking start being a fucking prick to your enemies.
But that guy's not a prick to his enemies. I feel like he definitely is. I feel like he definitely is.
He's still in like the. The logic and reasoning phase of libertarianism.
Oh.
Rather than the irrational call everyone an N-word phase.
The final form of anarchism. These two phases. Calling everyone the N-word and not caring what they have to say.
Right.
That's nirvana. That's when you've reached nirvana. That's
something. This is why we don't get a lot of people on.
This is why we don't really have a whole lot of success.
Because I'm gonna rain N-bombs on them.
we do interviews occasionally, and like first of all, interviews a four person thing can't ever be an interview. It'll never be good. You know what I mean?
True.
Like when
it
the three, it'll never be good if there's three other people there. You can only do an interview with one or at most two people, and then one on the other side. You can't do four all together. It's crazy.
You could probably do
but
job,
also
Robin.
Like. I mean, I guess, but you got to be so organized about that, and then it comes off as just a tiny bit artificial. I don't know. Man. And also, like, I don't know what that skill is that people have when it comes to interviewing. Like, Pete always astounds me with, like, the fact that he can kind of come up with, hey, Aaron, you're breathing into your mic.
Sorry.
The fact that he...
Breathing out that sweet rock smoke.
Speaking of why we don't do interviews, Aaron over here, like mouth breathing into the mic through the whole thing.
So what's your opinion on...
astounds me at the fact that he can ask questions to people. Like that he can come up with, like he can look at a person and he can go, I want to know about this and this from them. I don't have that.
I don't either. And I think some of it too is that I am complete. And this is like a problem in my professional life. It's like I'm very bad at going off, like sticking to a script for like, let's say I'm doing a presentation or something like that. I suck at that. I cannot do that. I am very much the sooner I can learn subject matter and then be completely off script, the better things go. And interviews are very like I don't think I could conduct. I mean, I guess I do it on my solo show. But it's very off script.
It has to be with the person you know a lot about. Yeah.
Yeah. Or, and I just don't prepare anything. And I very, very intentionally. Like, I just don't think. I mean, I may have a couple things in mind, but I just don't have I don't think I have no ability to do interviews, and I have no interest in doing interviews.
Is it because you're not interested in the person's response? Because I think that's kind of key.
It very well may be. Maybe it's like an ego. Maybe it's an ego thing. Maybe it's like a total total ego trip. Like I'm like, no, I'm not interviewing anybody. I don't really care.
I've
about
already figured
say.
This all out. I don't really give a fuck what you have to say. Thanks for coming on, though.
Thanks, man. That's what you should do with Dave.
This is going to be a short interview, Dave. I want to know what Robbie fucking ate for breakfast, and I want you to shut the fuck up. Okay?
And every time he tries to say every time he tries to say something, you're like, shut up. It's totally immature. Just totally immature. Shut up.
I turn away from the mic. I'm not even listening to him. Just acting like a total fucking clown. God damn it. These are really bad ideas. Thank you guys. This is helping a lot.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's impossible. It's not like exactly like what Carr said happens with me, except I don't know if it's because I don't care about people's answers. I just never know what questions to ask. If I have a question to ask, I'll ask it. You know, in the middle of here, like, if I have a question for you, I'll just ask it right now. It's a 25-minute question, and then we'll go off that. No, I don't, you'd have to prepare a list of questions, you know what I mean? Which would be, if it's a person who's an expert on a subject matter, you know what interviewers are really good at is knowing what the audience wants to ask the questions about.
You got that right.
Because for me, if I have a question and Scott Horton is not immediately within my reach, I'll Google it. You know what I mean? Like if I have there's a Afghanistan thing going on and I don't have Scott Horton's phone number, I'll mm-hmm. just Google it and figure it out. You know what I mean?
I'm going to help you guys out then, since you don't know what the audience wants to ask. So I'm just going to answer it. Slightly under 8 inches, decent girth. It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, all right. Mark that off the show notes. We've got that.
Good. The internet standard.
Yeah.
So we can.
You definitely met the minimum girth requirement.
Delete that from the show
minimum
notes.
Minimum girth
there.
Requirement. Very good.
Covered.
That's right.
Dick dimensions.
Ask him. Ask
complete.
I like it. Car's just taking notes back there.
Yeah. We've got a standard.
Ask him if there's anything he's learned about. If there's anything that he can learn as far as tactics go from Marxist.
I knew exactly
where
you were going.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, get that. That's a because that's something that very because of Aaron's brigading intensity. I feel like that whole Marxist-Leninist catty corner unity thing is a very timeline Earth specific production.
You guys have taught me a lot about that actually, and I know you don't intend to teach anybody anything, but you have, and I got to say.
Fuck.
Yeah, I know, right? As much as I've learned about it, I gotta say, even though I think it is effective, I do push back when I look at Aaron and I see how demented he's become. Like, are we not gonna
Yo,
lose?
Yo, man, you and me both, brother. You and me both, brother.
Are we not gonna lose kind of the whole liberty-minded ideal if we become the monsters that Aaron is?
Oh yeah,
you just have to tweak your definition of what a monster is. That's all.
That's the problem. Wow. It's constantly moving goalposts, and
you just
have to
tweak your definition of what a monster is.
That's
Marxism 101. That sounds like a you problem, not a me.
We do the mash.
We do the Marxist mash. The Marxist mash. Oh God, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. Here's what you can ask Dave. A question for me. Which one of his personal heroes would he be most disappointed if he found out they were actually a virgin?
That's a good question.
Ask him that question.
Ask him the damn question.
It's the kind of thing that I
will you
think
use
would
the N-word and,
and
which
and
of your heroes?
Shut up.
Not and. Really. How many times will you drop an N-bomb during your acceptance speech for the Libertarian Party candidacy?
And if you found out that Ron Paul wasn't Rand's father, would you be disappointed?
Hold on. Going back to the dropping the N-bomb during the LNC's acceptance speech, what would be a more powerful move? Saying the answer is one or something greater than one? Because one is kind of funny.
Just slipping it in there.
I accept this nomination.
I think one is... You can't guess.
I think one is funnier than 100.
Oh, it's way funnier. And it needs to be the last word. He has to go off the stage going, thank you for the nomination, my... is, and he just pieces up. Yeah,
walk away from the mic and then and then point up to the sky, be like, "Oh, I forgot something," and then walk back to the mic. Go,
we're in the 47 minute region here, Bird, for you to.
I already got it written. I already got two in this exact region. Yeah.
We need to write a script that just senses when Aaron's about to say it, and then it just cuts his microphone.
An algorithm
just zaps him.
I would break that algorithm.
I'm not going to lie. I would support Dave either way, but if he does it, it would probably get me to actually like go out and work on his campaign for him.
God,
so
it would be funny.
Yeah.
It'd be amazing.
Yeah, Dave has enough enemies. Dave's got enough really stupid enemies running around on.
Oh my god.
Golly.
Oh, that one from yesterday deleted the post.
Wait, what is this?
Brianna?
Know. Yeah, I don't even know.
I don't know this. What is this?
Don't know who that is.
Is it worth covering?
He or she, it's a trans person.
Okay.
The gist of her tweet was like, taxes don't kill people, but transphobia does through, you know, suicide and assault and all that. So basically that focusing on taxation as theft doesn't appeal to transgenders because transphobia is more important. It affects people more.
How exactly do we purchase our bombs that we drop on all these people?
Yeah. I mean, without diving down the whole thing, like, being that this is a political game, why are they worried about the trans vote? I mean, how many trans people are there?
That's kind of what I alluded to. I said, like, A, he's a right-wing anarchist. So there's not a whole lot of solidarity between considering yourself transgender first and anti-government second. Like, you just eliminated all solidarity with that because they have competing interests. And right-wing anarchists, by their nature, are anti-egalitarian. And the enemies of right-wing anarchism have already dictated to you what your class goals are as far as transgenders go. So what is the benefit of right-wing anarchists trying to be more inclusive to trans people?
I'm not even speaking about right-wing anarchists. I'm just talking about the Libertarian Party. If you're a party looking for votes, there's just very few trans people.
Yeah, and that's the other thing.
It goes back to the whole virtue signaling shtick that they had last summer. It's just a mistake. I mean, they're virtue signaling to people that will never consider our worldview, period.
Yeah.
Like, they're just not going to do it.
Right, right.
So, I don't know. I think it's a... Go ahead.
They'll be perfectly fine with considering themselves libertarians because that's a catch-all, that's a meaningless catch-all word that can include everything up to communists, everything up to anarcho-communists, everything up to bougie progs, everything up to fucking a Raytheon engineer who happens to be trans. Like, welcome to the party. I think there needs to be some separation, like, internally between right-wing anarchists and libertarians. And I know there already is, but there needs to be more aggressive separation.
Would you like a second party or for the right-wing anarchists to just bow out of politics entirely?
No, I mean, they got the Mises Caucus. So, I mean, I think that's the way to go.
That's the spot, yeah. I agree.
And then when the Mises Caucus fulfills their goals of taking over the party, then boot everybody out.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, what is it? What is the latest? Does anybody have any update on like the Mises Caucus and like what the progress is there? Because I have no idea.
It's a bunch of talk, as far as I can tell at this point. But I know that they are getting massive amounts of donations monthly now. I think they have like 12 or 13 or 14 thousand in promised monthly donations, which is significant considering that people don't donate shit to the LP. So that's a big deal. As far as like the actual takeover, maybe that'll be a question I ask Dave when I get past talking about Robbie. I don't know.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Squeak it in at the end.
Very briefly.
Yeah. Just gloss briefly over any of Dave's ambitions in the Mises Caucus. And
does Robbie have soft hands? And what's up with the Mises Caucus?
What does Robbie the Fire think about the Mises Caucus takeover?
Ask him Robbie's opinions on everything.
Dude, Clint, if you just like wrote all interview questions that you would ask Dave, but direct them through him to Robbie.
What do you think Robbie would? If Robbie were here, what would he say to?
It's such a weird troll too, because I had Robbie on like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he'd be like, you couldn't have asked him directly. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, make it about Robbie the Fire Bernstein and Louis J. Gomez.
No. Here's what you do. Yeah, right. Here's what you do. You get Robbie on again, and you release both episodes at the same time this Wednesday, and one of them is interviewing Robbie, and then one of them's interviewing Dave about what Robbie thinks about stuff.
Oh, man.
I have that a very special edition.
To, like, ambush co-hosts like that, where you interview both co-hosts about
one co-host in particular. Yeah, we should start
You could
that.
Even like, title your show, like, Liberty Lockdown with Robbie the Fire Bernstein's co-host.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's
I'm so going to get fucking canceled from any Mises events moving forward. But whatever.
Just tell them they fucking hate Robbie. They hate Robbie if that's the case.
Right.
That's true.
You got to support the guy.
He's
that's
the fucking
good.
King of the cocks, man.
100%. I think that would be a really good idea is if we started to get co-hosts from the same podcast on at different times and ask them questions about one another and run the episodes on the same day.
And try to trap them and try to like just undermine them in any way possible. Yeah. Try to create rifts between co-hosts of other podcasts. And we literally just work our way up by like destroying everything in our path. Man, this is that catty corner unity kind of stuff, right?
I listen to almost...
Your co-host Mike called you a loser. You want to respond to that?
Here, I want you to listen to this clip. It's just like poorly edited together. Like, yeah, that guy is a loser.
I'm pretty sure these are the Marxist tactics that Aaron wants us to implement.
Man,
so.
See, those Marxist tactics plus brigading plus other libertarian podcasts equals 3 or 4 months of a lot of fun before we're just completely canceled from everything.
Yeah. God, that's exactly how it would go. That's exactly how it would go. We would do it. Someone will get mad about it 3 months later, and then we would have to stop doing it. And we'd have to switch to something fucking else.
Yeah.
We could try it. I don't know. Now that at this point, now I think we have to.
Yeah.
Now I think we need to select a podcast.
Select a podcast.
That we can undermine by having each guest on individually and asking them questions about one another. Like, what do you hate most about him? Like, what's the thing you hate most about that guy? And then the next guy comes on and we go, you know, he said he hates this about you. And we'd like,
who should we do this? Who would it be funny to do this to?
I don't know. I'm thinking about it, but it would
Rollo
be,
and
if
Slappy.
We do that, the oh. way they would, no, they wouldn't Slappy. Buy it. No, they
nah, yeah, you're
it.
Right. They would, they're, they yeah, they would swim under the boat for sure.
The weird thing about this
is you have to do is the thing that you have to do is if you manage to set somebody up and go, oh, he said you didn't like this. You have to deliver the information in a really like, are you gonna like take this kind of a tone?
Yeah,
you know,
so
that you make them feel defensive immediately.
Yeah.
And then you can rip a podcast apart slowly by doing
that.
Oh, Aaron, you remember earlier when Bird said that he didn't really like you? How did that make you feel, buddy?
It's not going to work.
Oh, look, Clint's in here already doing it. He's playing 4D chess. He's already in on this.
I'm trying to steal Aaron to my show.
The problem
joke's
is
on you.
Aaron
I thrive
I
on
know.
Bird's hate.
Yeah, that's right.
It'll
Aaron
make
and I already discussed how we hate one another many times off air. It's not going to work. We've already solidified it.
It's
part of your
chemistry. It would do more damage if you were to tell me that Bird complimented me on something, and then
that
I'd
would
be
throw
like,
off the dynamic.
Ooh, I better
that
watch
would
my
throw
back.
Off the dynamic. Yeah,
that's true. There was one time where like we did an episode together, you and I, Aaron, and I was, and afterwards I was like, man, that was really good. You taught me a lot of stuff. He was like, relax, just relax. He didn't like it.
I feel like it would be impossible to schedule anything with Aaron. Does he like not show up on time? And
no, Aaron's pretty on time.
He shows up on time.
That's
he
weird.
He definitely shows up on time.
I show up, but like I'm physically there, but the content that I put out.
Yeah, you show up. You don't show out.
You show up, and then there was that like 3 month stretch where there were a million background noises, and I was getting so irritated. This was probably September through November of this last year. I remember one time you left the door open and a motorcycle drove by. I have no idea why you would even fucking do that.
Dude,
one time I think
that,
your phone went off three or four
I should have put
times
a spike
in the
can I tell you,
across my main road.
Oh, my God.
Can I tell you that the one thing that now that you're saying that, here was another thing I was thinking about recently, was the entire Fagcast to Timeline Earth transition Like, a lot of that is based off of a stupid microwave noise in the background. in Aaron's house.
That was a real thing that we went in.
That was a real thing.
We had to incorporate.
I made a whole storyline about
Yes. Wow. For like several episodes because Aaron was microwaving corn dogs while we were recording or something.
Well, that's why we just said, totally that's ridiculous. That's why we have the microwave here. That's why we have the microwave here. And the moose. We got all that stuff.
You guys are really good at theater of the mind because I had no idea. I thought you guys were like just, it was a bit. That was well played.
Yeah,
the
that was.
The first time
I think
you ever hear a microwave, the first time you hear it when we scold him for it is completely 100% real, and it was so funny. Like I was crying. I had to. There's a lot of times where, like, a background noise happens, and I'm thankful because it's like, oh, I can really like play off of that one background noise. Yep.
What Aaron lacks in decorum, he makes up for with racial epithets. So
yeah, that the microwave was also nearing. The microwave was also nearing the pinnacle of my irritation with Aaron's background noises because I remember that was probably the last one. The motorcycle one I think happened during the Halloween episode.
Yep.
Oh man, there was your phone went off three times. I think it was the Halloween episode, and I'm thinking that it was a long time because we recorded it over a pretty long time, but it was really just one episode. But there's like two separate. There's probably three or four separate. Mini, you know, sections of the Halloween thing where it's just it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's great. I love background noise.
I live with five roommates and I live off of a main road, so like, yeah, I'm giving you a lot of content to work with.
Yeah, I personally love background noise because you hear a piece of background noise and you can't get rid of it. Like, there's sometimes you can't get rid of it either because it's too funny or because someone is speaking while it happens, and if that's the case. You just have to put it, you have to make it in the world. You got to put it in. So I love it. I love when, like, there's a random, like, there's just a noise, and you go, what the fuck was that noise?
Did you guys ever have a studio with someone that got lit on fire? Is this all fucking just a...
No, that actually happened. Well, that happened. Sometimes we do fake stuff, but that happened.
See, now I don't believe you. Now I don't have no idea.
Died.
We fake the small stuff, like background noise.
Felicia
noises,
died? That's crazy.
Yeah. Look, you just need to take a hit of this crack and then just open your mind.
Dude, that's the other thing. You should ask Dave about what he thinks Felicia's opinions are on things. And then when he prompts you by asking who Felicia is, say, Timeline or his old administrative assistant when they were in the old studio.
Really casually.
Just casually.
By the way, you got to say, what did she used to think? Because Felicia died in a fire.
What do you think Felicia would have said before she died in a fire in Timeline Earth's old studios?
Yeah. Is Felicia the elf?
No.
No.
Different.
If you go to any head shop,
the elf's doing just fine.
Okay,
good. If you go to any head shop, you can spend like $5 on a crack pipe. It would be pretty good if just in the middle of the interview, you just fucking take up... pick up the crack pipe, light it, and like, start smoking crack.
And then as soon as I exhale, just look up at the sky and scream, Tower Gang.
Tower Gang!
Fan of the universe!
Clint, in the middle of an interview, have you ever smoked weed in the middle of an interview?
No, I actually don't smoke weed, but I have vaped, you know, just like nicotine.
In the middle of the interview? Man, I'm dying for someone. There's a... Man, I can't remember who was telling me this. I can't remember who it was, but there was somebody went on to a podcast and they were smoking weed and the guy was like, hey, stop smoking in the middle of this podcast. Like, he was scolding him because he wasn't taking it seriously. And it makes me think, like, I would love to have someone, we need to do video so that we could get someone on. And Corey, you just do bong rips in the middle of the whole thing. like right in the middle of the interview, I'm asking, I don't know, Walter Block a question and you're going...
Like, really. I'm
trying to talk over it and
and I'm like fumbling with the mute button during my exhale, so it's like
yes.
Bird, did you have a fucking bong there or did you just do that with your mouth, because that sounded spot on.
Yeah. Did it really? No, just mouth.
Just one of our classic background. It was just one of our classic background noises, Clint.
Classic background noise. I mean,
you guys seriously have like a gift at this shit.
I've had enough. I've used the tool enough times that I can mimic the noise. The noise made. It would be really, man. It would be so good if it's Tom Woods, and like I'm interviewing Tom Woods, and we're talking about something serious, and then you out of the left hand lower corner, you can just see the stem of the bong.
And I'm trying to keep it just below the screen, but I'm not doing a very good job, so the rim is coming up above the screen like a little bit.
Yeah, and you can maintaining eye contact. And you can't get the lighter to work.
Banging it on the table a little
bit. And eventually you get it to work, you take your hit, and then you like your eyes are like really wide because you're like trying to slowly let the smoke seep out because you don't want to just billow smoke out of your mouth. It would be really funny if we did a serious interview with somebody and a real serious interview, and Carr, you didn't really participate too much. Other than that, you were actually taking bong hits on the side, and your job is to make it seem like you're not the whole episode. Like, it's like you have a totally different thing going on the entire episode.
Oh my God.
It would be great to do video content like that, like where it's like, we're going to do a regular episode, but you got to call it every time you see somebody take a hit. So, just like, somebody dips out of the frame a little bit, and you're like, ah!
Oh, my God, I just had a great idea. I had Larry Sharp on a couple weeks ago, who's a black dude and awesome. Anyways, it'd be amazing if, like, I changed my background to, like, a swastika in the middle, and then I go, oh, 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 and then I shut it off real fast.
My bad. Sorry.
Dave would probably laugh his ass off.
Yeah, Dave.
That's actually not a bad idea. I might do that.
It would be good if you started the Zoom interview and you're not on camera, and you kind of make the guy sweat for just a second or two, like looking at an empty image, and then you come on with a shirt in your hand and no shirt on, and you like peek in and you go, "Oh hey!" And you slowly put the shirt on and sit down. Like, there's lots of ways you could really destabilize the people that you're
destabilize the environment.
Yeah. You keep them on edge.
Maybe that's what you should do.
If they're uncomfortable,
man. That's
how good would it be if you had Dave Smith on and you went, "Hey, Dave, hold on, I gotta just change my shirt." And you go slightly off screen and you change your shirt and you continue the interview.
That's
don't explain it.
That's got to be our thing. You know how like certain people have pioneered certain formats of interview, like Larry King pioneered the long form. What if we pioneered the unstabilized interview? Where we just, our entire goal is to keep it in a very unstable environment.
Because I think I did it already.
Yeah, Zach Galifianakis.
But I'd still do it. Okay. I'd still do it. Yeah. Yeah, I still want to do it. Yeah, but it would be really fun.
No one's really done it in the podcast format, so it would be next level if you guys did that.
That's true. It would be really, dude. That would be like, it would be so good if we did it. If we did a serious episode, and each one of us had one job where we needed to disrupt the show one time. And like, Aaron, you have a bowling ball and you just drop it on your desk one time. That's throughout the interview, just one time. And then you go, "Sorry, I dropped my baby." And that's really, that's what you say. And we go, "Oh, dude, is the baby okay?" And you go, "Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. We can keep going." And we just keep going. All right.
Were we implying that I would have the American History X swastika on my chest, like Edward Norton, or what are we doing here? And then I focus on the JQ the entire time with Dave Smith.
No, you should have, it could be the
through
swastika.
Through Robbie, though.
Through Robbie, it all has to be.
What does Robbie think about Jews?
So you and Robbie probably have a lot of lawyer relatives, right?
No, do you handle your own accounting?
It would be kind of amazing if to Dave Smith you went, "So Dave, your co-host is Jewish."
What do you think about that? Do you have any trouble because of that? Totally disregarding the fact that he's
you on deals.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God!
What is it? What does your contract look like?
Dave goes, "You know, I'm Jewish, right?" And you go, "Oh my God, I had no idea."
I've got to go.
And click, just close the browser tab.
Oh, God.
But I still leave the swastika up, and then I just let it run for like 30 minutes recording.
Picking your nose and shit on the cameras on. Oh, man.
Fuck. There's your idea.
See, that's what I'm saying, is little things like that. If we were just like set out to do like a real interview with somebody, And we each had in front of us a piece of paper, and Aaron says, drop the bowling ball two separate times. And then on the second time, you say it's your baby. Carr, you could be like, on camera, pick your nose a few times and eat it. Just do that, like you know what I mean? Like, just do that, and we'll see if anybody notices.
But real sly, real sly.
It would be so good. Yeah, sly about it.
There's always got to be a question. There's always, because you have to ride that, you got to find that that mesh point where the interviewee is just about to say something because out of concern, but isn't quite comfortable saying anything yet.
Yeah. You know, what do you think about the Me Too movement? What do you think about the Me Too movement? And then you fart really loud. what will the LP be doing about the Me Too movement?
Dude, it would be really good if we floated the chat link while we're talking to someone else, and they stopped in and they were like, oh, hey, guys. Oh, hey, we're in the middle of an interview, man. Oh, all right, I'll check you later. And that's it. That just like
that's just gone. No explanation. Right? No explanation.
That's the thing, is you can't explain it. You just got to keep going. And Carr, you got to get increasingly frustrated. Like, oh, we're sorry. This is just not really going well. Like, man, we could do a lot. And yeah, if we like afterwards, we put out a sheet of all the things that were done, and you got to find what spots they happen in. That, hey, we could make it like we could do a whole thing with it.
Yeah, be good. I feel like that's something. That's
we'd
the sort of interview that we
find a person who we would be willing to alienate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think if I log on, I feel like if I simply log on to the website, I could find a few.
Yeah, feel, that you would be willing to have on the podcast to pretend to talk seriously with them.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I feel like Pete loves you guys enough that he would probably come on here. You could like totally horrify him and then explain afterwards, and he'd forget.
Yeah, probably wouldn't even bite on it. He would know. Yeah, he would just kind of know.
Shit, that's true.
Car's taking a bong rip.
No,
just calls it out in real time. Aaron, just drop the baby.
Drop the baby. Baby drop. It would be wild if we did a whole regular show with someone. So I send the link out. Everybody's in the room except for Aaron. Aaron's waiting in the corner. Nobody can see him because he's not on camera. He comes in with the fake baby, and he goes, "Hey guys, just give me a second." And he football throws the fake baby away on camera, and then sits down. Nobody acknowledges it, and the interviewer has to see it. Nobody acknowledges it, though.
All right, this is getting.
There's a lot, dude. There's a lot. I could play in this fantasy ground forever. Dude.
Or
I'm going to be honest. This is what Bird was born for.
With the tip of your dick right below camera,
like just below.
Yeah.
Occasionally peeks through.
Oh, so they're like, it's perfect. I have a very serious interview with Dave Smith, and then at the end of it, I go like, "Thanks for coming on, man. I'll catch you soon." I stand up. I have no pants on.
But, it's fucking full hog. It's right as you close the video, and you have an erection, and it's exactly. Right as you close the video. So the last scene is the dick is out. The last little frame.
Dave, do you think that Robbie likes me, and then I stand up and my dick's out, and then we shut it off?
And it's just done. It's done.
Remember how, Carr, last week I was talking to you about what it would be like to do a podcast about making a podcast?
Yeah, like real Seinfeld, like meta.
I think that this would be, this is the episode about how you interview Dave Smith. If you ever get him on your podcast, listeners.
And the title of this should this week we have Dave Smith on or something. So late in the episode, we bring Dave Smith in.
Listen, no, that's the name of this episode is Interviewing Dave Smith is the name of this episode.
Oh, that's perfect. It's not even a lie. That's the topic. Topic. That's perfect.
That's great.
Heck yeah. There you go. All right, Carr, do you want to take us out? We need plugs. And then I think we're good.
Yeah. Visit us at timelineearth.org. Emails Carr, Bird, Aaron at timelineearth.org. We're building out the shop, and the website still sucks. Clint,
wait, did everybody get their nuts?
Oh yeah, I got my nuts.
Yep.
Everybody's got their nuts?
Yeah, let's do a Patreon this week. Let's do it.
Getting it done this week. We're gonna get it done this week. The Patreon will be out very, very soon. Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, yeah. Sorry to interrupt. Yes, that's good.
Yeah, no, Clint. What? Give us all your plugs. You've got big stuff coming up. So,
yeah, it's amazing. So I got a pre-release copy of Vin Armani's book. He'll be coming on at the end of this month. Can't wait to read that and talk to him. I also have Dave Smith on Thursday, which is tomorrow, based off of when the listeners are hearing this. I'm at Liberty Log Pod. What's that?
And when we're recording.
Correct. Sorry. Excuse me. And at Liberty Lock Pod on Twitter, even though I got a 12-hour for questioning vaccines, you can still follow me there. And then Liberty Lockdown on Twitter, or not Twitter, Spotify, iTunes, YouTube. Check me out.
Cool, man. Well, thanks. Thanks for joining us in the crack house. Man, I got crack throat going on.
Oh, I also have Carrie Wedler, Liberty Doll. I'm on Run Your Mouth with Robbie the Fire Thursday night.
Oh, Dave's co-host.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Or the host. Sorry. The host.
Dave's better half.
Yeah, Dave's.
Yeah. So this is going to be so weird.
We need somebody to do some meme magic and have some art where Robbie is like some guy wearing a big long coat and then Dave just riding the coattails. That should be the picture for this episode. Okay, keep going. Sorry.
Oh my god. I don't know if I'm going to do any of this. I don't know if you've done if I'm going to do any of this, but you guys have given me a lot to chew on.
Yeah.
Yeah, just roll them around in your head and I hope to see your dick.
Yeah. We'll all be watching. All right. I guess if that's it, everybody, until next week, keep two hands on the wheel.